So let's talk a little bit more about how you approach the KRAS wild-type patient in terms of sequencing of therapies.
In the RAS wild-type patients, the sequence of therapy, if it's located on the right side, even a RAS wild-type patients, we will start usually with FOLFOX bevacizumab. We're speaking on non-resectable patients, but even the borderline resectable, we will usually start with FOLFOX bevacizumab when the primary tumor is on the right side in a RAS wild-type tumor. If the patient is progressive, in second line, we will switch, of course, to FOLFIRI, but then it's going to depend. In most patients, I will then continue with bevacizumab post-progression, so FOLFIRI bevacizumab. If the patient has a very fast progression on first line, on FOLFOX bev, and 2 months after the start, he was progressive, and he's RAS wild-type, he's BRAF wild-type, then in second line, we may go either to FOLFIRI plus aflibercept, either FOLFIRI plus an EGFR antibody. Because in this scenario, there was a fast progression on FOLFOX bevacizumab in the first line. But that's only in a minority of patients. The majority don't have this fast progression. They have progression after 4, 6, 8, 12 months or later on. So we start with FOLFOX bev in the majority of patients. Take off oxaliplatin after 4 to 6 months, depending when they start to develop neuropathy. If there is no progression, go on with maintenance treatment with 5-FU-BEV. And then later, if there's progression, depending on whether the patient had neuropathy, reintroduce again oxaliplatin, so the stop-and-go strategy that was developed by Aymeric de Grammont. Or if he still had neuropathy, he or she had still had neuropathy at the moment of progression on the maintenance treatment, then introduce FOLFIRI and probably continue bevacizumab in this scenario to reserve the EGFR antibody for third line and not integrate it in the second line. Because the benefit, the relative benefit of an EGFR antibody in this scenario is clearly at least as high in third line than is it in second line. And then you have an extra line in the continuum of care. So FOLFOX, BEV, FOLFIRI, BEV, and then irinotecan plus an EGFR antibody, irinotecan plus cetuximab.
And when you use FOLFIRI, BEV as your second-line therapy, when you do bring in the EGFR antibody, do you add anything to it?
Usually I add irinotecan-based chemotherapy. This may be irinotecan alone, or this may be still FOLFIRI plus cetuximab or panitumumab. Because if you go back to the BOND study, we published, David Cunningham and myself, we published that in 2005 in the New England Journal of Medicine. This was a randomized study in pretreated patients, irinotecan refractory, that we randomized between cetuximab or cetuximab irinotecan. And the chances of response was as high, was double as high in irinotecan cetuximab compared to cetuximab alone, even if they were irinotecan refractory. So that's why if patients are coping with the toxicity of irinotecan-based therapy, we will combine irinotecan-based therapy with cetuximab. If a patient, of course, is telling me, "I don't want any chemotherapy anymore," or if he was suffering at that moment a lot from mucositis or 5-FU-related toxicity, then I will not give him FOLFIRI, then I may give him irinotecan cetuximab, or even take out the irinotecan also. Try to understand what was the toxicity that the patient had before.